Hello, and welcome to the Security Podcast from the editors of Security Magazine, where we sit down with security leaders to talk about all aspects of security, safety, and risk management. I'm Maggie, editor-in-chief of securitymagazine.com. Today, I'm here with Andrew Morton, CEO of Bloom Health Partners, to talk about considerations for security and business leaders when planning, implementing, and following through on vaccine mandates for COVID-19. Welcome, Andrew.
Thank you for having me. Great to be here.
I'm excited to have you. So, Andrew, there's a lot of talk among organizations that are implementing vaccine mandates for COVID-19. Many organizations, such as healthcare organizations, universities, have already implemented some form of vaccine mandate. As other companies are planning for, complying with, or implementing vaccine mandates, what do you see as the biggest challenges?
I think the biggest challenges among organizations is the vaccine mandates are not necessarily consistent with the percentage of the population that's actually vaccinated. And I think the challenge for a lot of business leaders and people and those trying to really assess risk in the organizations that they run are, you know, how do we maintain an operation not only for safety, but then also in compliance with any government mandates potentially could come down?
That's a good point. How have you seen organizations deal with vaccine mandates in terms of communication with employees?
I think that, well, the employers that we deal with are actually offering their employees a choice. And I think that seems to be a successful strategy. And the choice is this, you know, if in the event that these vaccine mandates do happen, you know, for us as an organization, we're not a vaccine company. We essentially run clinics, labs as an operational health provider, and they're offering the choice of either vaccinate or test. And we actually see the other side of that, which is the testing component of that. And we're actually collecting that when, in many cases, what will be, if the mandates happen, a weekly sample for employees to be able to continue to go to work and employers to feel safe that they're both complying with the mandates, but then also running an organization where the spread of potential like COVID is not going to be a problem.
Okay. So for many of our readers, security and risk management executives, they've been tasked with organizing testing and vaccine rollouts for their organization. When planning for a vaccine mandate, or like you said, a mandate and testing, vaccine and testing rollout, what are the biggest considerations that safety and security leaders need to make in terms of how to roll it out, processes, procedures, et cetera?
Great question. Now, there are a couple of different tools that an employer can use to assess risk. I mean, the most powerful tool, of course, is data, always. You know, and it seems, if nothing, in the last, we'll call it 24 months now, since COVID started and this pandemic began, the real challenge business leaders have had is how do we assess risk in the organization? How do we work out what's safe and what isn't safe? You know, and data is everything. Data is the key. What is the last time one of my employees, as an employer, if I'm going to put myself in their shoes, when was the last time they were tested? What's the gap from test to test? And are they vaccinated? And is there some kind of triangulation between the two if we have some kind of exposure in the workplace? So how do you start working up? I hate to call them odds, but that really is what data does, is allow you to start figuring out what the overall risk profile is of the organization. And what I'm hearing now also, there's sort of a third part to this, because you've obviously got, there's a health concern, there's government concerns, you know, there's government mandates, but then there's a third one, which is the insurance companies. What's the risk that based on liability, as an employer of, we'll call it 100 or more employees, because that's really what the mandates are about. If you're watching, following the news on this, how do they start figuring out the risk profile for the insurance industry, which is now taking a hard look at this, wondering what's their exposure look like if there is some kind of problem? And we're already starting to see litigation around exposures at the workplace. And that's unfortunately a big concern for employers.
So for organizations that are on a global scale, and I know you work with a lot of global organizations, do any of those considerations change?
They do change. It changes when it ebbs and flows really with whatever wave is happening. We have Omicron that certainly came in just before the holidays. Not great timing for a new wave and unfortunately a new variant. The other consideration is litigation. You know, a combination of what's happening in the courts, because each one of these things is definitely precedent setting, and that changes everything when that happens. And when you're trying to assess risk and starting to figure out how do I run my organization safely? The more data you can get, the better, because then that's going to provide what you need to go back to your insurance company and say, here's my risk profile. Here's who's tested. Here's how many times I've had an exposure. Here's how often we test. Here's the kind of test we use. And here's the overall health of my organization. You know, on the go forward, what we're hearing from employers is that beyond COVID, what they want to think about now is overall risk in terms of viability of the business. You know, it's very much a seller's market right now in the employment world. That's a real challenge where, you know, frankly, employers are having a hard time finding workers, and there's a real competition for good workers. So if there are means to be able to extend the life of your workforce, that increases the viability of your business and thus lowers your risk. And I think insurance companies want to see that as well, because then they understand the health and welfare of the group plans that they're insuring. Now, you consider also risk of government compliance. You know, I really can't comment on how that's all going to look. You know, we're simply on the testing component of this. You know, as an operational health provider, we happen to do a lot of testing because that's what our clients want us to do. And what they're all saying to us is just, you know, here we have a situation here, and this is a direct quote from some of the employers that we work with. We have a real situation. We have to test. We're being required to do this. How can you do it safely, and how can you do it effectively, and then allow us to comply and decrease the risk of having some kind of issue as far as the mandates are concerned?
So in terms of compliance, and you just mentioned that, not speaking specifically about government compliance, but when we talk about vaccine rollout or a testing mandate and vaccine rollout, what does compliance look like? And I don't mean that from the aspect of getting employees to comply, but rather, have you seen any successful processes or procedures that organizations that have implemented this have used to determine compliance on their own, if that makes sense?
It absolutely does. And we do see it in some of our clients today. You know, we also work outside of Fortune 500 companies. We actually have a lot of film industry clients as well. And they're heavy on compliance because there's heavy union rules inside there. Screen Actors Guild has its compliance requirements around testing. A number of the events, like, you know, the Emmys or, you know, Soul Train Awards is a good example we just had in New York City, and a few others where vaccination and or testing were absolutely required to even attend the events. So what we're seeing in general among all of these kinds of things is that, you know, in general, compliance for them is more about complying to the various parties are responsible to. So how do they do that? If they have the hard data on how often people have been tested, has it been daily, you know, is it weekly? It really depends on what their requirements are. Then they're following compliance, whatever those individual requirements are. You know, for example, within, you know, movie sets and film sets that we work with, they, in many cases, there's different zones. You know, one zone requires 3 tests a week, full stop. Other zones require 1 test a week. So how do they track all those? Because then they report that back to the unions, or to the investors or producers or whoever they have to report to, and show them that where the tests are. Because vaccines have become important now as well, there are tools now to be able to collect vaccines. And now you can start correlating. Here's all of our vaccinated people, of which here's how many have actually been tested recently. And here's the unvaccinated people. And they're able to separate it that way. So if you know, forget about government compliance and all that kind of stuff, this strictly gives them an accurate picture of how viable the movie set is. If you look at the film and television industry, it's a great example. You know, a shutdown in a movie set could cost anywhere between $200,000 to $2 million a day or more. So there's heavy safety concerns there just to keep that machine running.
So what are some of those initial considerations for enterprises or organizations that haven't started this process yet? Where do they start?
I think the best place to start is to look into testing programs, and look into some kind of digital means to track both testing and vaccinations and have the employees opt into that. You know, it's all about choice for employees. You know, an employee does not have to work there. An employee does not, and in many cases, they don't have to report they're vaccinated. But at the very least, if they're not willing to do that, then give them the choice. You know, give them the choice to just test. And then that way, you're not infringing on anybody's individual rights. But at the same time, you, at the very least, as an employer, you've now got some kind of means to say, okay, well, I don't know if these people are vaccinated or not, but I definitely know that they've been tested every week. So at least there's some means to do that. The best place to start is to look into good programs around that. And there's plenty available.
That's fantastic. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
Great being here. Thank you.
Thanks everyone for listening to the Security Podcast by Security Magazine. Don't forget to help us out by rating, reviewing, and following our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, or listen to our podcast directly from our site at securitymagazine.com.